Annyeong, fellow army.
Welcome to We Got No Jams.
It's your two favorite unis here, and we are shamelessly obsessing about BTS, okay?
Okay, I'm your host, Uni Sarah. Okay?
And I'm your host, Uni Jude, okay?
Okay.
Don't you question it. We're talking like a bunch of toddlers that just learned how to have attitude. I want my PB&J, okay?
Okay.
Let me eat my, sandwich
okay.
over here while I watch Bluey, okay?
Also, I like the emphasis on two. Your two favorite unis. There's not three of us here.
Two.
There's two.
Two. And we're equal for number one spot.
That's right. We co-share. Number one.
We are co-favorites.
We've been told this, and we appreciate it. Okay.
Many, many times. And we thank you.
And we thank you so much. Okay.
How are you feeling this week, Uni Sarah?
This week, I am feeling good. We are pre-recording this because I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be in Colorado for my husband's birthday. And I'm so excited.
Yay. Go and hit a fun spot. Oh, well, you can't really because your husband's still in the military. But you can.
That's right. That's right. And I will.
You can. You're an adult and you are a civilian.
That's right.
Hey. Go me. Civilian.
Oh, I'm just so excited. I travel a lot, but it's always for work and over the holidays as well. I went to Oregon for Thanksgiving, we went to Florida for Christmas, but I still had to work. I only had like a handful of sort of PTO days. This is the first like full week I'm taking off in what feels like forever. So gosh, I can't wait. I'm like senioritis a little bit. Like I'm trying to focus on work and clean the house and pack and all these things, but I just want to be in Colorado. I just want like it to be me in Colorado. I'm really having to focus in on making sure I get everything done before I leave, but I'm very excited. And that's what I have going on. How are you feeling this week?
Fun. Oh, you know, it's school all the time, every time. All day, every day. And then I feel like I'm just trying to, like, maid of honor duties. But I feel like some days I'm, like, really on it and we're texting back and forth 24/7. And then some days I don't hear from her, which is actually not normal for us. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, am I failing? But it's so hard to juggle that and
She's
school at the same time. It's so hard. It is really difficult. So I'm like, I need to study for this final and I need to, this exam's coming up and I have to write this paper, but I have to look at places to book and I have to see how many people are coming and you know, like for bachelorette party and stuff. So
just I'll mention and just hit me up. I will help you. I'm a master planner.
I know you are.
Get this resources, girl. I got you.
I know. And I think we're going to do the bachelorette party out of town, too. So I'm like, great, this is going to be, planning things away from your where you're at, it makes things so much more difficult. So
it does.
And then having to, like, find the time. So, like, now we're probably going to have the bachelorette party, like, the weekend before I start school. So I'm like, oh, so I can't really hang and have fun that weekend because, like, the last thing I want is to start the first day of summer school, you know, summer semester, like, hungover. So,
I mean, you are a college student, and that is the most college student thing you could do.
It is true, but I don't get hungover like a college student anymore.
I know that's true.
It's not like a cute messy bun with like some sweats. I'm like, well, I'm a little tired. I just need some coffee. I'll be fine. No, there's no rally anymore. Like a hangover in this age lasts like 3 days, and I'm like sick, and my head pounds, and I can't go from sitting to standing up comfortably.
It is zombie apocalypse now in regards to hangover.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't want to scare my classmates.
I mean, they would understand. There's probably a lot of judgment in a college,
bachelorette weekend. You guys get it.
Exactly. Just pin it. Put a sticker. Hello, my name is bachelorette weekend.
I'll just wear the outfit from bachelorette weekend to school.
That sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit in the making.
They'd be like, oh my gosh, why does it smell like a skunk that got drowned in some whiskey in here?
Well, I'm excited. That will be fun, though, for you guys. You'll figure it out. But do reach out if you need anything. Do reach out.
I will for sure. You know what, though? You know what we might be adding to our itinerary, which I thought was funny because the subject came up at your house. Mm. We might be adding Meow Wolf to our itinerary. Nice. I was like, I didn't even know what this was. And now this is like the second time it's come up that she brought up she wanted to do that.
Yeah, it's a magical word because I knew nothing about Meow Wolf. I had never heard of it. And then my sister came out to visit at the end of last year, and she was talking about having been to the one in Denver.
She was talking about it too. Yes,
and now you're right. Like, I hear it all the time. I was in Vegas. Yep. I saw a big billboard for it. So that is on our itinerary for next
week. So what is it?
It is, again, it's on my itinerary coming up. So I'll tell you about it for sure once I've experienced it. But yeah, I have looked it up. Essentially, it's a huge building, and there's just a bunch of, rooms set up for you to, walk through. Have you been to, a city museum? St. Louis has a city museum it's sort of like, it has exhibits, but you interact with them. You interact with them. Part of the room looks
The live exhibit kind of things, where people go there. Instagram influencers and stuff go there a lot so they can take pictures in the aesthetic rooms or whatever. Yes. Yeah, so they do it out here at Salt Lake City. You can,
climb around, I guess.
Yeah. Because it said it's kid-friendly.
Yeah.
And, it looks like more family activities, family-oriented activities.
I've only talked to adults that have gone, so.
Really? No idea. Okay.
So I'll tell you, I'll let you know.
Stumbled onto a kid page. But, yeah, so that might be something, but definitely drag queens for sure. Because we're drag queens will be happening. But yeah, so just trying to survive through school. This kitten is having a newborn baby. He wakes me up all night long. So just the struggle is real, you guys. The struggle is so real. And I just don't have the time.
Well, I'm going to say the content recovering today is not going to help.
No, it's not.
The struggle will continue to be real throughout what we're talking about today in various reasons. Yes. So you guys, we have been covering Golden. We will continue to do so. But we had to cover this. I had to cover this. Mm-hmm. I really am kind of taking you with me because I texted you so many times about this music video. And I was like, we have to cover this immediately. I'm obsessed with it. So
yes,
basically, basically what we want to talk about today are two music videos. So Jimin came out with Closer Than This. We didn't get a chance to talk about it when it came out, so we're going to cover that. So that's in our fields.
This one got my heart beating.
I know. And then we're going to talk about IU, Love Wins All with V, starring V.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so yeah, really in our feels for various reasons here. And that is the entirety of the content we're covering today. So
yes,
the music video for Love Wins All and the two behind-the-scenes shooting sketches. There was one posted on Bangtan TV and one on IU TV. So that's what we're going to cover today. I can't wait. Okay, are you ready? Let's get into Closer Than This from Jimin, our sweet baby angel Jimin.
Oh, so cute.
And essentially, this is a fan song for us.
I know. It is.
It is.
Jimin's so sneaky because, he won't, he'll be like, we love Jimin. He's our baby angel. But, we're very solid, with our bias and our bias records. We're pretty solid there. But, Jimin is a sneak because he'll just all of a sudden, do one look at the camera and one swipe at the hair. And you're like, oh, my God. Actually, I think he's my second favorite, actually. Whoops.
Actually, hair toss. Hey, Jimin.
Actually, Jimin, you know what? I'm so sorry. He bias wrecks you in, a split moment. You don't even recognize that it's happening. And then after he does that, you're like, wait a minute, is Jimin my favorite?
Honestly, all the members can do that to you and me. They just to ARMY in general, so it's fair. It's fair.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. So I saw something. I hadn't seen a smoldery gin in a while, and somebody posted somewhere on their I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw, oh, I have to repost this because, hot gin. And I was like, oh my. Hadn't seen that look from him in a while. I wasn't ready for that.
It's been a while.
Oh, it's been a minute. He'll be so
out in June. Ooh,
I know. Jin.
Jin.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be amazing.
It's not, we won't even be calling it June. We're just going to call it Jin.
Yep. But back to Jimin. So this music video, it opens up. It opens on the moon. We're just looking up at the moon, and then we hear Jimin say, "So in a way, this is really a fan song." Clip to him and the producers, and we've seen him in this room with these producers in all of his footage around his solo work. So he wrote this, it seems like, while he was also writing his album, because he's talking about it. He's kind of going back and forth with them. You see him in clips throughout the rest of the video as well, like working on the lyrics in his notebook, recording in the booth, things like that.
Very 8 Mile. Very 8 Mile. Just like head down, pen to paper.
Yeah. Head in his hand a little bit. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. But different vibe. Like not that same vibe.
Not quite as like I'm about to go rap battle and more like I love you, Army, I miss you.
Just same body language. Yeah, just exactly. Different sentiment.
Oh, man. But then he says, "We're not parting forever." We say, "Baby, don't worry," a lot in those moments. So they kind of like that phrase, "Baby, don't worry." So it's part of the lyrics. And essentially, he's letting us know this song is telling ARMY not to worry. This isn't forever. We'll be back again soon.
This is only a comma in our history. Oh my gosh, what a... this is so adorable. It just reminds me of those trends where it's like, boyfriends say, "I miss you," but Jimin said, "We're not parting forever. This is just a comma in our history." Like a cuter way, a more effective way to say, "I miss you."
It reminds me of that RM lyric from Wasted on Me. I'm just a comma, take me to a new phrase. Something like that. Yeah, he has that in his lyric as well. This is a very I'm a comma, take me to a new phrase. If you don't like me, just eat me and throw me away, hey.
Yeah, treat me like a comma, I'll take you to a new
phrase. There it is. There it is. Thank you. Treat me like a comma, take me to a new phrase.
I love whenever you do art, it's my favorite. Impersonation that you do of
just
him.
Owe me away, yeah.
Because like the way that you position your lips, you have to do like a duck face.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's so the only way I can channel my inner art.
So cute. You're like
wasted on me.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to do video recordings.
Oh my gosh, I know. There's so many times I'm like, y'all, you gotta see what Jude is doing.
I wish you could see us right now. Maybe that's our goal this year since the content's low.
Maybe. figure out video. Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. So, yes.
But, yes.
But back to the video. We see Jimin sort of walk into the recording booth, cuts to black, music kicks in. We see the title card pop up. Jimin is on the streets. He's in double denim, tight jeans, jacket, like nice fluffy hair. He's got, you know, all of his jewelry on. He's like walking around, singing, taking in like the street art. And then it begins. That's where I don't want to assume, so I'm going to ask. That's where you got like bias wrecked, right? Is in those scenes. Yeah. Because totally. He's like.
And then even in the clips too, in like the collage clips. Like,
yeah.
There's one where him and J-Hope are walking off the stage and he just like puts his fingers through his hair back and then he kind of does like a silly like dee dee at the camera and I was like, oh my gosh,
Jimin, we love you.
So like that first opening scene, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, maybe Jimin's my favorite. And then like that clip came up and I was like, maybe he is. So I don't know anymore.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. Speaking of the collage, that's when it sort of kicks in. So, we're getting photo collages of the last 10 years. It's being presented to us as if they're photos sort of pasted into the pages of a notebook, which I think is really cool.
Kind of thing. So cute.
Ugh. Yeah. So it starts with, like, their debut, their first fan meeting, early concert footage. We see Purple Ocean. Then we start seeing clips of, I had mentioned earlier, him in the recording booth. We see that, him, like, you know, writing his lyrics in his, you know, in his notebook. Then we get Mama, when they you know, won their first award there.
Oh, and RM and Sugar just bawling.
Yes, I know. This is the iconic
every time I see that clip,
Sugar. I'm just like, yeah, Sugar's and his, like, red jacket.
So hard in his red jacket. I know.
I know. That was the Day Sang award, right? I think that was their first Day Sang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Chicago concert in the rain. We get clips from that. Clips of Jimin performing Serendipity on stage. The American Music Awards. Such a magical performance.
Yes! Yes!
My gateway moment. Made it into the clips montage. Hey! As soon as I saw them in those outfits on that stage, I was like, yes!
Yes!
I know exactly where this was. I know where I was. I know what happened. This began my life. Yes. So we see that. Then winning top social artist for the first time. More concert clips, but these ones have a whole set of zooming in on Jimin crying on stage photos.
Yes. Yes.
Or like clips of video that I thought was so funny. And then it's like
his the one with the pink hair and his like glasses, his rose like glasses, aviator glasses.
Yeah. Yes. Then we get, you know, fireworks. Like, aerial shots of the fireworks from the, you know, the stadiums. We see more army bombs. We see them winning top 100 and blowing out a cake for the Billboard top 100. We see we're back in the recording booth. And so this last chorus has kids singing in the background. Yep. So we see all the kids, like, packed into this little recording room recording their parts. I thought that was so cute.
So cute. They look like the little fish on SpongeBob when they're sitting in school, just like all opening their mouths at the same That's exact true. Time.
Big eyes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And then the last clip we see is, I feel like this is one of my favorite things, like one of my favorite clips. And it's Jimin, and I think it was Jungkook, they sort of like went backstage and they're watching the fireworks and listening to ARMY. You know, seeing his, you know, at the end of a concert. So he's sort of like crying a little bit and he brings his hand up to his cheek to like wipe a tear. And then edit to him, his hand up by his face, but he's on the street again blocking the sun. Like, it was such a good edit.
I know.
Because his hand was up for both.
Artistic and clever.
I know. So yeah, his hand's like blocking the sun and then he walks down the street and that's the end of the video.
So good.
This one hits.
This is exactly the reason why if anybody's like, I don't understand why you're so obsessed with BTS, I'll just be like, okay, here are the songs that are written for us. Like, here are all the songs that each artist has written specifically for us, like, for ARMY. Here you go.
Yep.
Like, this is why we are so fiercely loyal to them, because they are also the same way back to us. Mm-hmm. They make songs for us, and they don't even, like, try to hide it under artistic. It could be about anybody. They're like, yeah, this is about our fans, because we love them.
Yeah. And here's another one. Here, have it. Closer than
And
this.
Here, here's another Enjoy. One. Here's another yeah. one. And it's going to say lyrics in it. Like, I love you so much. I don't want to miss you. I will miss you so much. I won't be gone forever. It will say things like that, and it's not creepy.
No. No, it's not. It's not, okay?
Okay.
It's not creepy. No, it will make you cry, though. When it, like, it when that first photo collage popped up with them during their debut, I was like, oh, no. Oh,
I
no.
Know.
This is going to be a hard
I
one to
know.
Watch.
I've been just...
Oh, but it was really lovely,
lately.
Too, though.
I think just, like, coming to terms with, like, it's the month in, like... Like, it's been a month, you know. I sent you a thing on Instagram that somebody clever, I need to do better at remembering the accounts, but someone did a little edit of Jungkook when he went camping that one time when he just wanted to go camping. And he was, like, sitting by himself at the fire pit, and he's like, I miss the members.
I
wonder what they're doing now.
Oh,
I really miss them. And it was, like, me, like, point of view me. And I was like, that is so me right now. There have been so many times that I've just been sitting there, like... I miss BTS. I wonder what they're doing right now. Like, no, I hope they're too. Okay. I hope they're happy.
Yeah. Yeah, this music video was very sweet. I did, despite the hurt, it did feel really cool to watch all these historic moments. You know, the recap cool. of the last 10 years. I'm just like and so it's a sweet proud.
Song too. It doesn't have a yes. sad sentiment to it. It's like no. sweet and bubblegummy. It's like uh-huh. upbeat. Even the words for the song that like pop up on the screen looks like Candy Crush font.
It did, yeah. The title, like the closer yeah. than this, it did, yeah.
like totally bubbly looks like and Candy purple. Crush. Like,
yeah.
Jimin should have done a second deal with them before he left for the military because that font looks so close. But yeah, like it's a very happy song, so it's not like, you know, when I hear Astronaut, I'm like, you know, this one, if I hear it, I'll be like, Jimin misses us. I know. Mm-hmm. There is no one else. Oh, I love that song. It's so good.
I do too. But yeah, man. Really liked that one. It was very sweet.
Let's get bummed out.
Okay. You guys.
Shall we bummer out?
Yes. I'm obsessed with this video. It is so heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It's beautiful. It reminds me of, there's quite a few, like Sweet Home. That's very like world in chaos. How do you survive? You know, things like that. So I was getting that a little bit through this yeah. video. I just really loved it. I've been
little
really
nightmares.
Obsessed.
Kept coming up for me too, because in that game there's a big box TV that you keep coming to, and when you like touch it, like zooms
which,
in, and then you're
which
in
which game?
Little Nightmares.
Oh yes, I only heard Nightmares, and I was like, oh, I don't that Little Nightmares. Yeah, yes,
Little
yes,
Nightmares.
Yes,
yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the boxing—that's what it kept reminding me of was Little Nightmares when you—that was like the bad guy. It was like the boxing, yes. and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe they're Little Nightmares E.
The other thing I'll mention is if you watch this, after Army pointed out the cube looks like the Suga cube that's used in
yes,
Suchitan.
Yes.
It makes it a little less sad.
I was dying over that. I was cracking up.
I know. It makes it a little less sad. You know, they're fine. They're just hanging out with Suga in Suchitan is basically how I'm going to interpret this music video. They're being interviewed. They're having some drinks. It's fine. But yes, okay. So, Love Wins All. This is IU's song. It is a very lovely, beautiful ballad. It is gorgeous. Like, the song on its own, her voice is so beautiful. The song is pretty much just backed by piano. I don't recall there being too much more like instrumentation on it. But it's really pretty. And the music video, it does match it because it's a love story, but it's way more intense than I thought the song would. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
This yeah. song is like this beautiful love ballad, and then the music video is very intense. And so yeah. it does pair. Like, once you watch it and everything, it does pair. Yeah, I would yeah, not yeah. have expected it if I just heard the song, though. You know what no. I mean? Like, if I heard mm-hmm. the song first, I've been like, oh my gosh.
That's the thing right now, though. That's the trend, you know, is to take those songs that don't match that, like, that kind of action style, dystopian future type of movie, you know, that, like, you gotta make your own kind of music. Song by Mama Cass. Like, they're using that yeah. and, like, Last of Us and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh,
like,
that's true.
That's, like, a big thing right now is to okay. not use, to use music that doesn't match, but then when you yeah. put it to the scene, it somehow does magically match because yeah. it doesn't match so much.
That's true. Another example I have of this is Running Up the Hill or whatever for
yep,
Stranger
yeah,
Things.
Yeah,
yeah. Because they used it so many times in that season, but it worked perfectly in every scene.
Yeah,
it was wild.
Even Barbie movie, too. You know, for me, when Barbie movie was coming out, I was like, great, we are going to have a, you know, Aqua everywhere. Aqua, Aqua, Aqua. And then the movie song, the song that came out with the movie was,
oh, Billie Eilish. Yeah. It
was like,
so pretty.
That's the song for Barbie movie? Like, I did not think that was going to be the song yeah. for Barbie movie.
It was good for the ending credits, though, I will
yeah.
say. Yeah, it was so really, really
you know
good.
That's just her the thing right good. Now is to have the song not match, and then it
that's
does.
True. That's
it
true.
Will magically match if you have the right selection of song. You know.
Yeah.
Can't be like putting and like I thought Pony this... by Genuine on these.
No.
Wow. Wow.
Nope. Would not fear that. You are correct. Oh my gosh, could you imagine? Anyway.
Oh my god. Okay. That'd be funny. But I could see this song being in like a K-drama, you know, when there's like an action scene or something, and like they're being torn apart by something, and like this mm-hmm. song's playing in the background and scoring the entire moment. Like it would totally work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does work. Great. Yeah. It just, like I said, it wasn't, if I had just heard the song, this is not what I would have visualized as the music video, mm-hmm. but now that I've seen it, it's perfect. I really love it.
You know, I was very confused and kind of distracted by the video because I was like, I like to just let myself immerse into it. And then this one, I was like, wait, what's going on? What's that cube? What is that doing? Like trying to figure things out. And then when I talked to you about it and you kind of explained like, well, it's supposed to be more of like they're a couple and it's not, it like you don't have to take it so literally. Then it makes a little more sense. Like, it kind of seems like they're a couple. They were a happy couple at one point. Now they're not. And, like, this cube kind of symbolizes, like, all the hurt feelings that are still there that they can't get away from even though they're trying so desperately to almost, you know? So, like, and then, like, how many other couples have ended in this way? You know, because throughout the journey of their relationship, there have been feelings that have hurt and resentments that have built. And, like, sometimes when you can't escape those things, no matter how bad you or your partner try to beat them away, like, it will inevitably be the end of the relationship, like so many others, hence the pile of clothes.
So once you like you credited all me at the beginning of that, I did not think that at all.
You said one thing to me. Thing. You made that one.
That's you all you, girl. Like, well, I like... love that. But don't give me credit. That's yeah. I can't take credit for that analysis. That is all you.
You said
very
down
good.
Down. No. You like opened the rabbit hole. You're like, well, it's this. Oh, and then I jumped down.
Perfect. No, I love it. I think that would be a great takeaway from the message of this music video. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That definitely tracks. I took it more sci-fi, I guess, just because I was taking it a little bit more literally in regards to, basically, we're going to get into the music video, but the premise of it is it's sort of in a dystopian setup. V and IU are being chased by this cube. They make it into a building, and then there's some things that happen that we'll kind of get into, and I just kind of took it more literally, I guess, than that, of like, this is the end of the world, these cubes have taken over, they're killing everybody, and it's this couple trying to survive, and ultimately
very
they
Last
don't.
Of Us. Very, huh? It's very
yes.
Last of Us.
Yes,
and like,
yep.
Zombieland, mm-hmm. Walking Dead. It has that vibe, like very dirty. Yeah. I couldn't help but draw the
Sweet
comparison.
Home.
Like they're in this
I keep
restaurant.
Mentioning Sweet Home. I need
Sweet
you to watch
Home.
Sweet Home. You
know, was
to
that Last Train to Busan? Kind
there
of like that kind of like feeling where you there's always they do such a good job at acting too, because when they're like running around, they're constantly like looking around, and we'll get into it some in the background stuff. But, like, they purposely were doing that. Like, look around frantically. Like, you're trying to find a place to rest. You're trying to find somewhere mm-hmm. you're being chased. And they do such a good job at actually looking like they're being chased. I also felt like it could be she just grabbed him from the onset. And just used him right off.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. All right, here we go. So, Love Wins All opens up with IU and V holding hands, and they're running down a path in a forest, and we see a giant cube floating in the air behind them. And so this is seemingly what they're running from, because as you mentioned, they keep looking back at it. So they're very scared. They're breathing heavily. There's no music at this point. So you just hear them running and breathing and the sound of the cube following them. So it's very ominous. Mm-hmm. They cut through more trees into a clearing, and they stop to catch their breath. And you kind of see that they're wearing, like, torn and dirty clothes. They have cuts all over their faces. Their eyes are very, like, red-rimmed. They look kind of gaunt. The cube clears over the top of a building and then out of sight. And IU taps V's shoulder and sort of points and signs to him that they should go over there. So they run past this full, dirty pool. And as they enter the building, the music starts at this point for the song. So they enter the main lobby area and we see this huge mountain of clothes. And I know
I need it.
Yeah. Army has definitely been like, this is from Spring Day, you guys.
I need somebody. I need one of those armies out there that do this all the time to stitch that in. You know, when they come across the mountain of clothes and like, look at each other, what is this? And then just cut to Mino Pedagogy. You know, just zooming in on Suga.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So huge mountain of clothes in the middle of the lobby. And then they get startled because they look up and they see the cube floating above. There's a glass ceiling. And so they run, they hide behind a counter. And at this point, we're getting more close-ups of their face. And so far we've seen IU like gesturing instead of speaking. And she does continue to use sign language through the rest of the music video, indicating she's deaf. And then we can see one of V's eyes is blind. Like, he's got a contact in that makes it all milky looking. So he's, like, blind in that eye. And so they're, like, not looking good, obviously. Like, really bad.
Looking
bad
rough.
Situation. Yeah. Looking rough. They begin to explore the area a little bit. They're, like, popping into little shops in kind of, like, this main lobby area. And V finds an old camcorder. And when he holds it up to look through the viewfinder, he points it at IU. And through the viewfinder, he sees her clean and unhurt and looking healthy. And he kind of like pulls it away and he looks at it and he hands it to her. And she points it at him and she sees him in the same way, like healthy, smiling. The background TVs that are behind him, they're turned on. The lighting's like beautiful. It's like sparkly. And she reaches out. She's looking at him through the viewfinder and she like caresses his face. And it's the eye. She's caressing his eye because it's not blind, in the viewfinder. His vision is intact. And so she's just, like, caressing his face in awe. And they sit at a table in a... I keep calling it... All my notes say, like, a dining room. But it's... V called it a restaurant. So it's a restaurant. So they're, like, in this restaurant. They're sitting at a table, and they're taking turns watching each other through the viewfinder eat imaginary food. But in the viewfinder, they're actually biting into something. Like, she bites into, like, this little macaron. She's like, oh, it's delicious. So
and it's, like, like, on a fork. Flips up, and the cream, like, falls out, like, squishes out. Looks so cute. I was like, oh, if I could look that dainty when that happens. I don't look like that when that happens to me. Like, it, like, falls down, and I'm like, oh, no. Like, trying to pick it up. There's crumbs everywhere, and, like, I just look like a little piggly wiggly. You know, not like, oh. Like, let me get the cream off the side for you. Like, I could never. Oh, I wish. That would be my dream.
Well, if you're ever in a music video, make sure we get enough takes that you look beautiful and dainty.
Yeah, please. I want to be beautiful and dainty when I eat. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you. As many takes as it takes.
So funny. Do I look like a Pikachu? Yes or no?
Yes or no? Until I do, I will not rest. Yes. But then she turns the viewfinder on V as well, and we're getting full Tata face because he bites into his little treat and he's just like,
so cute.
Full, like, squishy cheeks and smiling.
Kudos to IU. I do not know. I don't know how she could do this. Like, caressing his face like that and like getting the like marshmallow cream off the side of his lip, like
this
is so personal.
There's a lot of moments here where I was like, she's a professional because I would have broken down. I was
like, these two are gonna get married. I was like, we're gonna get married. They're getting married. I don't care. I don't care if she's married or if she has somebody or if he has somebody. These two are getting married.
That's what I felt. I've mentioned it a bunch of times, but that's how I felt about DPR Ian, and he was in CL's music video. And they were the most beautiful, amazing couple. They weren't dating in real life, and they haven't since. But in my mind, they are still a couple, and they're living their best lives.
I know. I need this to have. So yes, this is IUNB. Okay, I need them to get married. We've had enough romantic, like, hoopla going on right now in a bad way with Hyuna and Dawn. Okay,
I know.
We need some good news.
We do need good news. Yeah.
And if it was V and IU, I would be over the moon.
Yeah. Agreed. Because she is so, like, she is so great. I really like her a lot.
And she's gorgeous. And she's so funny. She's so cute and funny.
She doesn't take any crap from any of the members that have been on her show, too. And it's amazing.
No. I know. And her episode on Sushita is so good, too. I can't wait to cover that one.
I know. Me, too.
So good. But anyway, back to the video.
He takes a bite, Tata face. She gets up and she like wipes the cream off of his mouth. And then the camera zooms out and they are fully in the healthy, happy experience now.
Yeah.
So they're like looking. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like in
the blink of an eye, yeah.
All the empty bowls are now filled with like so much food and everybody's dancing. All these people are like covered in the black cloths. They're all like wearing black masks and stuff. And they're like socializing and drinking. And it looks like so much fun. Almost like it almost reminds me of the scene on Titanic when Jack and Rose like go run down to the downstairs.
Yep, they go down to the below decks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Below deck. Dancing. Down to the
below
galleys.
Deck. Yeah.
And, you know I love it. that show just ended too. That season just ended. But that's what it reminded me of. They're like holding hands and running through and like pushing through people.
Eating and playing with balloons.
And eating grapes and having a great time. It looks like so much fun.
Yep. And so kind of this montage of them interacting with everything. And then they find a wedding dress and a suit. So they put those on. They take pictures in a photo booth. And while we're looking at them in the photo booth in sort of that healthy, like, appearance, the photos that are popping out of the photo booth are showing them in their cut up, gaunt, you know,
disheveled
ways.
Yeah.
Yes, like all the torn, dirty clothes. Like the dress is all torn and dirty, and his suit is like all torn and dirty.
And
it was such a cool scene. Like looking at them all healthy and happy, and then these photos popping out, and like, no, this is actually the reality of what's going on. It was jarring. I was just like, oh, it hurts.
When she was on the stage with him, when they were, like, in the wedding dress, surrounded by all the balloons, and she had the mic, and he's, like, singing into it and, like, looking deep in her eyes, and their foreheads are, like, touching.
Yes. He, like, puts the flower behind her ear.
Yes! I was like, kiss her! Kiss her! Like,
I know! Do it! You don't have the guts!
How have you gotten me to season 3 of a K-drama already?
Like, I know! They really have! They're already holding hands. Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Kiss her now.
Kiss her,
you know, like.
I know.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Yes. Do it.
Also, that cracked me up when Lacey put that in our Discord after that.
Oh, I know. That was so cute.
And I saw it pop up on my phone, and I just started laughing so hard.
Yeah, thanks for the shout out, Lacey. We're glad you liked that part of the episode as well. That was so funny. My cheeks hurt. Oh gosh. Okay. On stage, they're being very sweet. There's also scenes of them in a room, still kind of like playing around. They have like a pillow fight, so there's feathers all over. They're dancing. They're throwing VHS tapes towards a wall, just like, woo!
Like throwing stuff around. Fight. There's like feathers flying everywhere, jumping on the bed.
Yep. And then we're back on the stage. We're just really caught up in this beautiful, loving moment. They're just gazing at each other. And then the cube floats into the room. And they start running and everything fades back to that dystopian, like, apocalyptic state.
The cube comes in like an ex-lover.
There was no warning. Like,
It, like, walks into the wedding. Like, I guess my invite was lost in the mail. Like, you know, DJ
record scratch. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. And then everything goes back to not fabulous and not glowy and happy. It goes back to dingy and dirty, and they're all cut up and everything.
Yep. So they're running so they're running through the hallways. They get back into the main lobby area where that mound of clothes is. And IU grabs a pipe off the ground, but V takes it from her and starts to beat the cube. And he's just, you can't hear him, but he's just, you can tell he's like screaming. Like, yes. And he beats the cube until he falls down to the ground, but the cube is unfazed. It's just, there's not even a scratch on it. IU, like, wraps herself around, like, the backside of V. They're both, you know, on the ground. And she slowly starts to bring her hand up, and she covers up his good eye so he can't see what's going on because it's turning red. The cube is turning this bright red. You see heat start to come off their skin. Her eyes are filling up with tears. And through the viewfinder of the camcorder that's on the ground, we see them being lift into the air. And then the last thing we see is the dress and the suit floating down to land on top of the mountain of clothing. Fades to black. I literally have chills right now just reading it. This music video was crazy. It is so sad and heart-wrenching. And I just am obsessed with it. It was such a wonderful, well-told love story. It ends in heartbreak. It's very sci-fi, which I like a lot. That's definitely my genre. Books and things that I enjoy, so I really liked this music video a lot. I've been obsessed with it. Yeah, it had that as soon as it came out.
That dystopian future feel, a Hunger Games feel, you know, like the stuff of our world is still there. It's just empty and abandoned, you know, so it's like very, it feels like it could happen.
Yeah, and I love when this large story, which in this case is a seemingly sort of end of the world situation. These cubes have invaded. They're killing everyone. But you're just watching everything through the lens of a very intimate story around a couple of people. I really like that about Last of Us. There's a lot of things that are told through the lens of these characters that you really get invested in. Oh, I'm a sucker for it. So I love this music video. It's so good. Oh, I still like just the chills of, oh, this music video. Like, really got me. It got me. IU. B. How dare you? Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it was very Valentine wrapped up in a whole music video. Because, like, now, ever since I've got that context, I'm just like, man, like, that is such a, like, solid way to, like, put that ending to, you know, she covers his good eye. Like,
I know. She's, so, like, protecting him.
Yeah, protecting even to him the end of them. Like, even to their demise. It's so sweet. It's so cute. And they're getting married. They have to. I need them to. Yes.
Well, let's talk about the behind sketches because it did make me feel better. Honestly. Yeah, I watched the music video. I've watched it so many times, but getting to see the behind is always nice. I appreciate that. But it also makes me feel just better that this didn't actually happen in real life and they're still alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're alive. Thank God.
When I was a little girl, if I ever saw anything, my mom was like a big Lifetime TV watcher. So a lot of those movies are based on true stories. But when I was like six, I didn't realize like that it was based on, and so I thought it was like real, and so I would think that it was like reality TV almost, right? Like that it was happening in real time. And I watched one where John Stamos was a murderer, and I remember sincerely looking at my dad and being like, does that mean he's not going to be on Full House anymore?
No.
Like I thought it was really true. So like I understand what not you mean portrayal. By like seeing them afterwards talk about the project and stuff, you're like, oh okay, woo, not real.
Yep.
Not real.
We're okay, everyone. It's okay. Yes, so that's how we're going to end our episode today as well, because I need to be reassured. So this is for me as much as it is for the listeners. Because I was legit crying the first time I watched that music video. I was just like tearing up. Like,
everybody was really emotionally, like, I did not have that emotional jarring. Maybe if I go back now, I might. But I was trying so hard to put too many pieces together that my mind was working too hard to be, like, overtaken by my emotions. Probably because I was just finishing studying. So my mind was, like, in analytical mode. Like, what does this mean?
Well, meanwhile, I watched it, like, as soon as I woke up in bed. Like, I got a notification and I, like, scrolled it. So I was kind of, like, still sleepy, you know? So I'm already, like, in that mental state of being very influenced by whatever I'm ingesting. And so I watch it. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, my cats
you know, the social media also social media was kind of like, oh my goodness, you know, showing kind of like the stills of things, and so I kind of saw some of that before I watched the video, so I was like afraid to watch it a little bit. So like, no, like, and also probably maybe because it was like such an emotional response, maybe I went into it with like a do not have one, like subconsciously, you know. Like, yeah, maybe. Because everybody was like, it's so emotional. Maybe I went into it being like, this is really emotional. So, like, put on, like, your pull emotional it together. Floaties. You know, like.
Yeah, put on your floaties. You'll be all right. You got this. Let's go.
You got this.
This won't take me down.
Yeah, I had to.
Meanwhile, I'm just sobbing in my bed.
Just bawling. I've cried enough. Okay, Amygdala is still like one of the ones that I have the hardest time. Like, that one hit me so hard emotionally, like talking about inner trauma and stuff. And also, I do want to say, side note, I know we're on a tangent, so I'm going to bring it up. In my psychology class, we talked about the amygdala, and my teacher pronounces it amygdala.
I remember you when you texted me that. I was like, just start passive aggressively playing amygdala.
What's funny is I was waiting the whole time. She had the slide up and it was like the fourth bullet point down. And so I was like, oh, she's going to say it. She's going to bring it up. She's going to talk about it. Like, I know about this. I know about this part of the brain. And then when she finally got there after me waiting so long and she was like, the amygdala. Oh, such a damper. I was so excited to hear a BTS song in class.
In her defense, it's probably maybe one, maybe it's new to her lecture, and she's never said the word out loud. She's only read it. That happens to me all the time. I will realize I've never actually said this word out loud before, but I've read it a million times, and I'm like, I don't know how to pronounce this word.
No, my professor has, she's like got a 12-year, like, career doctorate degree in psychology, so she's more familiar. It's probably the American pronunciation over the Korean pronunciation, because like the Korean A is usually ah instead of ah, like. So
are we saying it wrong then, because of not wrong, but
we're saying different. It like how they would say it in Korean, like, because in Korean they wouldn't say it, like, my first name isn't a name in Korean because I'm gonna the Google. Ah, hold sound on. Isn't like
Amygdala. How do you say it? Pronunciation. Here we go. What does Google say? How to amygdala. Yeah. That's right. This is part
does
of the...
You, does
yeah.
it have a little speaker thingy?
How to pronounce amygdala. No, but I have a YouTube video. Hold on.
We're gonna
stand by, everybody.
So when I go to psychology next week...
Nope. I do not trust this YouTube video. Oh, pronunciation in Hindi. I was like, this doesn't sound right. He's has a very strong accent. What is his accent? You know. Oop.
Did you find it? Oh.
Hold on.
Technical difficulties.
There we go. My AirPod popped out.
I saw it.
Okay, let's see. Just say the word. I don't need a 2-minute long video. Amygdala is how she's saying it.
What, how is she saying it?
Amygdala.
Yeah, that's how my teacher said it too.
Oh, we were giving amygdala. Her shade and she's saying it totally fine.
I know. I know she was right because she's so smart. She's a super smart teacher. I'm like even afraid to pipe up in class because she intimidates me, but I was just waiting for her to say amygdala, and yeah. She was like, amygdala. And I was like, no, because, like, just the emphasis is on the wrong syllable than what we're used to.
Yes, it's true. Oh, well. I mean, it is probably correct to your, 12-year professor, but I'm going to say it's amygdala.
I'm going to still say amygdala. Yes,
thank you. Oh, my gosh. Where were we at? Oh, we were going to get started on the...
behind the scenes.
Here we go.
Let's do the BTS TV one first, and then we'll do the IU TV one second.
That sounds great. So, starting with Bangtan TV, the Love Wins All music video shoot sketch. This one was about 8 minutes long, so pretty quick. There is an opening montage with clips from the filming, and definitely was historically the montages have taken me out. This one not so much because it's like sad. It was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But it was showing a lot of V. And I was like, yeah. Why is this showing so much V? This is IU's song. And then I was like, oh wait. This is for Bangtan TV. So of course it's showing V.
For also for that same, I'm so glad that you brought it up because like it'll come up later, but I'm just gonna bring it up now since you mentioned it. He pays for food truck carts, right, to come mm-hmm. to the set, and the food trucks are like, this is for V, we did this for V, with like all these pictures of V up, and I'm like, this is IU's music video, like wouldn't you think that they would at least put one up of IU next to me?
Yeah, well, it said in one of the screen captions for when it was translating the sign, it said from V, making sure that the staff is well fed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, next to the pictures, they're like, we love V. Like, this yeah. is for V. Like, all these pictures and stuff. And it's like, yeah. This is from V. This is from V with, like, these model pictures.
The model pictures were cracking me up. It made me think of J-Hope because he did that
too.
With his, like, coffee truck with all coffee the photos cart. Of himself on it for yes. Sugars.
Yes. I thought yeah. it was the same exact thing.
I love it.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so good. Yeah. So we start the video sketch with V. So he's walking on set. He is in the building, essentially. So they're the cool thing about this music video is they shoot everything on location.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very well done. And he's got hand warmers. And he's telling us that it's not cold, even though he's visibly shaking and, like, scrunched into himself. So it is obviously yeah. very cold. And he's, like, telling us he got kidnapped, which I thought was funny. He's like, I got kidnapped. I don't know where I am. But they start filming. And so they begin filming the initial scene where they enter the lobby and they're hiding from the cube. So we see all of that. They're posing for pictures. And then V, during a break, is very interested in the camcorder in real life. And he's telling someone, yeah. probably his staff, he's like, I need one of these, please. Can you get me one of these? To mark this down. I want one. And there's, like, a staff, like, showing him how the camcorder works and stuff. He's very into it, which I liked. And then he's got the camcorder there. So, naturally, they're also now filming the scene with the camcorder. Then they kind of wrap up in the building for now, and they head outside. So they're now outside, they're filming all those outdoor shots in the forest, and then it's just very brief, just a couple clips from that. Then they're back inside, they're in the dress and the suit, filming running down the halls away from the cube. And we see V sort of monitoring the shots, and he's concentrating, and his face, he's got his mouth just kind of hanging lax. He's just, like, hanging open a little bit. It was cracking me up, because I feel like I think when I'm concentrating a lot, I'm not focusing on what my face is doing, and I do think yeah. I do that sometimes. Like, I will, like, mm-hmm. come to and realize my mouth is open. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm gonna, like, close yeah. my mouth.
I do the same thing, except for it's not with my mouth. I tend to have, like, a grimace. So, like, my eyebrows will just want to meet each other when I'm just resting my face. And so then people will be like, what's the matter? And I'm like, nothing. And it's like, you just look like you're angry. I'm like, I'm just watching TV.
I'm just, like watching. I'm ingesting information and my eyebrows.
I know I have a gnarly wrinkle there now because of it. Because I just scowl too much at people.
Your concentration. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I have a resting grouchy face when I'm ingesting.
And I guess I have like a resting nothing is going on face is what I've got going on. Because that is basically
you
what
have
happens.
A resting loading face. Like
it's yeah,
like
exactly.
Loading.
That's
like,
it. Yep, that's it.
Dial.
That is it for sure. Yep. But then they are filming in the restaurant. This is the first time he mentions that it's a restaurant. So, again, all of my notes say dining room, but it is what it is. And they're filming the scene where they're in, like, their dystopian clothes and they're eating the fake food. So they're filming that. Yeah. And he says he just ate, I don't know how to say this, chapsaltuk. There you go. And his imagination during that scene. So he's, like, imagining, like, for his acting, he's imagining that he ate that, which I thought was funny. Says they are running from the box and they came to this restaurant, but as you can see, the food is impossible to eat. And at this point, we get really great close-up shots of the tables.
Yeah.
In the music video, I just didn't notice so much detail went into this. Yeah. And we'll actually see a lot more in IU's behind as well, but there's a ton of detail. Dust, moldy food on plates, spider webs everywhere. There's a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And then next is the scene where we see the food truck.
I was seeing a post, though, really quick before we end from the dining room scene. Somebody posted, like, the clips of them in the restaurant and the clips of Jungkook and his actress in Seven. And they're like, IU and V out here making Jungkook and so-and-so look like just a couple of good friends. Like,
that's true. Yeah, IU, like, you know, straight caressing and brushing food off of V's mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, we were all blown away. Like, oh my gosh, look how cute. And then, like, this video comes out. We're like, okay, well, like, they barely even touched each other.
I know. They held hands one time at the end.
At the end.
Yep. That was their season one of their anime.
Yes, season one. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. We're in season 3 of this show for sure.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, I love that. But next we see, as you mentioned earlier, the food truck. Yep. So V prepared this food truck for the staff. There's a coffee stand and a food truck. And IU were kind of getting clips between people getting food out of the food trucks and IU in a room with V and, like, the staff. And so IU stands up and she asks the staff to give V kind of a big round of applause as a thanks for the truck. And then V stands up. And he sort of throws his coattails back and he says, it's no problem. And then he kind of looks shy and kind of like sits back down. And I thought that was very cute.
That was so cute. He's like, I'm the hero. Okay, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. It's nothing. But the last scene that they're going to shoot for this day one is where he's screaming and hitting the cube. And so this, we can hear, he is full on roaring.
Going
and he mentioned
it.
That too. He said, you know, he's never roared before, but, you know, he had to for this scene. And he's hitting a big pole that two staff members are holding that just has padding wrapped around the middle of it.
Yeah.
So that's what he's smacking. I love details like that. When you get to know, like, what actually is happening and how they got that shot. It's so funny to me.
And he's, like, screaming, like, so ferociously. And then after, when they're monitoring that shot, Ayu's face when she looks at him, and she's just like, oh, whoa. My goodness. Like, whoa, you're so good. Like, that turned out so good.
Yep. It did turn out great.
It did.
I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Me too.
Like, he is desperate. This is a desperate man trying to save him and his, you know, partner.
But if he even tried to fake that, like, just tried to, like, hit without, like, doing the actual screaming and just, like, it would have looked so phony. It would have looked so bad. Like, you would have been able to tell,
so good.
You know? But because he was really screaming, you could, like, see, like, the veins in his throat kind of, like, constricting as he's screaming. You could see, like, his lips moving with it and, like, his face is scrunching with it. And so it just, like, made it so much more believable because he's actually screaming and acting like he's tapping into something there, you know?
Yeah. And in the edit, they have the reflection of the blue light from the cube, like, hitting his face as well in such a way that's also... I mean, the whole moment is very terrifying. Like, you can feel that this is a desperate man in his, like, last stand. And it is incredible. It's incredible.
It's and really then good. All the calls on, like, social media are like, I need this man in a K-drama now.
I know. He better get back and get ready. He better get ready.
I know.
But then you get all this just, like animalistic energy, you know, from V in his last stand. And then the last scene is her covering his eye and, like, the tears in her eyes and all this stuff. And it's just, oh, I'm getting chills again. Anyway, that's the final scene that they do for day one. So basically, they did all of the filming day one, covered any part of the music video where they were all beat up looking.
Yeah.
Day two is every other scene where they're all healthy and happy. So day two opens up back in the lobby. And V lets us know he shouted so much yesterday in that last scene that his voice is hoarse today. And he hopes that we understand. And so they're filming, you know, the happy scenes where they're eating and playing in the dining room. They pose for some photos. They are filming the scene on the stage where he walks up to her and the, like, mic is in between them.
I was dead.
And he puts the flower in her hair. And
I know.
Seeing them, like, actually doing it in real life.
I know. That's why I was like, kiss, 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 kiss. Shiny,
you get so close. They get so close.
I know. Oh, and they look so comfortable and so happy. Oh, it's so cute.
They're just gazing at each other so lovingly, and it's just so precious. It's so precious.
I know. But then they cut the scene, and, like, they're arguing with each other.
Yeah, it's true. They're just bickering back and forth. He lets us know he added the hair or the flower to his own hair. So he has a flower in his hair, too. He did that himself. And then they're arguing about whether IUTV or Bangtan TV is the better, like, life of the party. Like, which channel is the life of the party?
Yeah.
And then he says he's never roared before. So, and because he had to do that yesterday, he was actually practicing in the car leading up to it. But no one's even recognized my efforts on, like, my roaring. And I was like, that is a good point. But I just want to make it clear, you can't blame me and the shoot for it because practice and the actual shoot are way different. They're just, like, bantering back and forth. And he's like, you're a T, aren't you? And she's like, no, I'm an F. Are you a T? He's like, no, I'm an F too. And she's like, well, that makes sense because, you know, I also practice. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I can tell your voice is also hoarse. You should go get some water.
That's so funny. It's like, oh, man, I'm a T. I'm left out.
Oh, yeah. I'm an F. So, sorry.
I'm a T.
That's good.
Well, I also learned in my psychology class, though, that that test doesn't actually measure personality. It measures your mood.
Oh, there you go.
I was feeling INTJ that day I took that test.
Yep. Well, then they're filming the pillow fight scene. The dancing around with the VHS tapes. They do the photo booth. V says kind of like ending comments for the video. He says when he was preparing for his solo album, he didn't have a lot of time, and he had promised ARMY that he was going to film a drama or something, you know, be in a K-drama, but he actually ended up wasn't able to do that, and it was a real shame. So he's trying to leave as much stuff behind as he can before he leaves, so he thinks we'll be able to see some fun stuff while waiting, and that's sort of the ending comments for his video.
Yep.
Next.
And fade to black. And then it was IUTV.
TV.
And her video was titled, I caught the flu that day.
Oh, poor thing. She really struggled with the cold here. Yeah. The other thing I liked about IU's video was it was giving me Golden Closet film vibes. There were a lot of shots taken with a sort of grainy, like, vintage mm-hmm. look over the footage. And I remember Jungkook used to use that a lot in his Golden Closet films. So it was giving me that. So I really liked it. But for IU's video, she does let us know that it's filmed Yangyang Gangwon-do is kind of where they're at to film this video. And it is cold. It opens up and she's already complaining about the cold. She's saying that she's breathing in the cold winter air that makes you feel wide awake. And then we cut to her, like, huddled in, like, her jacket. And she's like, who came up with this idea? She's just, like, really struggling with how cold it is. And someone's telling her off camera to just hang in there until the end of the shoot. And she's like, well, when's the shoot end? And they're like, tomorrow. And she's like, oh, who can I blame for this? I planned everything, so I can, but who do I blame
for this cold? This part reminded me of you. I was dying when she was saying that. She's like, who can I blame? I planned everything, so I can't blame anybody, but who can I blame? And I was like,
where can I put the blame? Because I hate it. Like,
this must be what Sarah feels like when...
Yep, it is true. I have thought this to myself sometimes. I'll be on a trip somewhere, and I'm just like, oh, this did not go as I was hoping. Oh, well.
Who can I blame?
Who can I blame? But, yeah, so she's just overall feeling really cold. She feels bad about having the staff and everybody working in the cold as well. She's like, I'm ashamed to be out here and having everyone work. She's like,
I can barely even look at them.
I can barely look at them. Yeah. But she does say the shoot's going to be unforgettable, and she is really looking forward to working on this project. And we have her walking into the building. They're getting ready to shoot. We're getting really good pans of the lobby and all the detail going on. And I will say, if you guys have not watched this video and you're interested in learning, like, seeing more of the set design for this music video, this is, like, where you're going to get that. We get throughout this whole video really great panning shots over the lobby, over the restaurant, over all the different areas. Just really great highlighting of the detail and all the work that had to have gone into this music video. Yeah. There's so much happening here that I didn't even catch all of it in the many times I've watched the music video until I watched these. And then I was like, oh my gosh. And then I watched it again. I was like, wow, this is really well done. But then she is talking, she's telling us that she's going to be talking like a punk all day today because of the lip ring that she has in. And she won't be able to eat much as well because of it and, like, the makeup that she's had done on her mouth to make her look very, like,
I'm going to be talking like a punk like this all day
with my lip ring. And she was playing with it a lot. She was doing a lot of Jungkook, like, lip ring mannerisms. With it.
She's like, I'm grinding my teeth.
Yep. And then she shares that the director of this music video is Tae-hwa. And she's very grateful that he decided to take on this music video despite his hectic schedule, and that he really just had nothing but enthusiasm about working on the project. And V as well, who's up to his ears and leaving in a week for the military. But he was, you know, they were able to make it all work for everyone's schedules. And so she's like, I'm basically cashing in all of my good luck just because I have good friends on this album. And I will never, this will never happen again. I'm using all of my luck at this point to make this happen. And then she's asked how they cast V. And she says she was talking to the director and they were talking about the male lead and sort of what they were looking for. And they wanted somebody that can possess the mood of a young boy, but also give off a cool and reliable feeling after the transformation happens, like after the apocalypse hits, essentially. And they're debating, like, who would be able to do that. And then she reached out for V for something separate. She just, like, reached out to him for something. And she was like, oh my gosh, V actually would be perfect. Could be, like, very charming boy, you know, young boy energy, but also, like, you know, very cool and
sophisticated,
you know,
and suave and
exactly manly. Exactly. Yeah. We just went on a little mini tangent there.
I know, we did not say any of those things,
but that doesn't mean they're not right. But yes, so she reached out to him. She sent him the music first. He really loved it, and so he happily decided to star in it. Then we see V pop into the pop into view, and he's like, "Oh, how can you talk to the camera so easily?" And she's like, "This is what 16 years of experience looks like." And then she's like, "But you have a lot of experience as well." And he's like, "Yeah, just 11 years though." And she's like, "Oh, that's the difference of 5 years. It makes a big difference." Yeah. And then she introduces him to IUTV, and he's like, "Oh, am I allowed to be here?" And she's like, "Of course."
It's like, it's my TV. It's my name.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Okay, hi, everyone. You know, I'm V." And then they're just kind of talking a little bit, because she says this is, like, she has basically two main shows on her channel. It's this IUTV and then IU's Palette. And she lets him know he was the first guest to be on both, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Mm-hmm. And she asked him why he decided to star in this music video. And he says the director filmed Concrete Utopia. So yeah, he thought it would be a precious memory to work with him. And then he's, the person on the camera asks V if he knows who the composer of the song is. And he's like, "Oh, no, I don't." And IU's like, "Oh, it's someone you know." And he was like, "You?" And she just laughed. She's like, "No." And he's like, "The director?" They're like, "No." And then it turns out, she lets him know it's Dong Hwan, who's the keyboardist for the Palette band. So IU's Palette, their live band, he's the keyboardist who V, like, really bonded with while he was on that show. And he was like, the face he made, he was shocked. He's like, "Oh my gosh, it's so amazing." Funny.
He's like, "He wrote it and everything?" Like,
yes. Yeah. And he said he loves this song, and he knew if he would regret it if he wasn't able to do the music video, because it's totally my jam. That was what was translated. It's totally my jam.
We got no jams.
I love it. We got no jams. We could also be your jam, V. Hey.
Are we your jam? Can we be your jam?
Let's go. Can we be your jam too? Thank you.
Or can we be like peanut butter, that just, so we could just go along with your jam?
Yeah, we'll just like hang out. It's totally fine.
We'll just like be next to your jam.
We'll be next to your jam.
Just really complimenting it.
Oh, yeah. Like, just like hype man is totally fine.
Yeah, like enhancing its sweetness by being salty. You know what I mean?
I do struggle being salty, so I don't know. That might be tough. That might be tough. I am a J-Hope person. I can't.
I'll just pretend like there's bad choreography constantly going on in front of you. And then you
there we go.
That's how you
there
do it.
There we go. Yeah. Channel that side of J-Hope. Just like. Yeah. So that's sass. I can bring sass to the table. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Anywho. Okay. Back to this. So they begin filming. So we're seeing them film. They're filming stuff we've kind of already seen in the Bangtan one, so I'm going to skip over a little bit. They kind of film inside. They go outside. When they're filming outside, we do see them jumping up and down in between takes, because they're, like, holding on to each other and just jumping up and down, trying to stay warm and, like, keep their bodies moving, because they're doing take after take of them running.
Running.
And after
they're
a while,
for, like, 7 hours straight. In the cold.
Is struggling, and in between every take she is just like scrunching into herself. She's cold, her staff is coming up and like putting her jacket on her. She's just like, I don't remember a time I've ever had to run this much. My legs are frozen.
you know what's awful though is the more tired she is, the better it looks when she's running. Because, like,
I mean, yeah.
If it's the motif, you know, that they've been running for a long time and they're exhausted. And so as the shots where she's been running for hours and then it catches her running and she's kind of wobbling and off balance. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it just looks so effective. No wonder they made her run so much.
I'm so sorry, IU, but it's for the cut, the final cut. We need you to be exhausted. Yes.
You run so beautifully clumsy when you're tired.
Yes, it's so perfect. I'm so sorry. But yes, so they wrap sort of the outdoor shots, but the temperature just kept dropping and she was really exhausted. So when they move inside to do the scene where you're kind of in the dress and the suit, she's still like kind of recovering a little bit. She's
yeah, just but keeps that's talking she's about sick. I guarantee you now, like yep. She probably feels 10 times worse because she's in the building. And this whole time I'm thinking in the back of my head, like, this poor thing caught the flu. So she's starting to feel the effects of the sickness. So I can only imagine that she was like, oh, I just need to get inside and then I'll feel better. And then she gets inside and she isn't feeling better. And no. Like, oh, that sucks so bad. That's the worst feeling of like knowing you're sick and you're getting sick and you can feel it. You're like, no. You can tell her energy too and like her face that she doesn't feel good.
Yeah. And V keeps telling her to breathe. Like, you got this. You got this. Breathe. Just breathe. Yeah.
Poor thing.
I know. And then they are... The next thing that I thought was the most adorable is they're in the photo booth. And they're working out how they want to do the pictures. And she wants to approach these pictures as if we're not good at taking photos. Which was actually perfect. Because IU and V are... like professionals at taking yeah. photos. So she's like trying to give him tips on how to take a bad photo at this point.
Yeah, like keep your head moving so that way yeah, your face so comes funny. Out blurry. And he was like, no, yeah. absolutely not. Why would I do that?
Yeah. And he's like, she thinks this is a real life four cuts right here. And she's like giggling. And they end up taking like a whole bunch of pictures and she ends up with some of them on her phone. So she's showing them and she's like, I mean, you did your best, I guess. And then they like both laugh. And then she's like, no, really, I'm very thankful. Thanks for your time, you know, on doing this. Oh, and so then, cute. Yep. And then we are watching them begin filming in the restaurant when it's all covered in like webs and stuff. But IU lets us know sort of how she got in touch with the director. So she said when they were initially thinking about the concept of the music video, it's about a world completely fallen to pieces. And so who would come to mind to help her accomplish that? And she's like, I watched Concrete Utopia. And so she reached out to him. And by good chance, she'd actually worked with him before as well on a music video a few years ago. And she knows that he's so talented. And so she reached out and, you know, luckily he accepted. Cut to IU asking V. They're sort of like huddled next to each other in like puffer jackets. And she's like, do you like the shots so far? Do you feel like you're looking good in them? And he's like, well, you do. Like, you're pretty. And she's like, okay, I'm satisfied then.
I know. I would have just passed out right then it's and there. So he's cute. Like, well, you look really pretty. I'd be like,
yeah.
Yep. Down. They're like, yeah, all right, we don't have to add the fake cut today. To her face anymore because it's really there. Like,
yep. And then she's also talking to him and sharing that she actually still needs to do the final recording of the song. They filmed this whole music video on just the demo, or not the demo, but the guide track. So she yeah. had to postpone recording the final song because she's been sick. So she was sick yeah, and had so to postpone the recording, started to feel better, did this music video, got sick, had to record. We see clips of her recording the final 2 days later. She's still not 100%. She was struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, this poor woman.
I poor feel thing. So bad. She's like, I really did use up all my luck.
yes. yep. So now we are watching them film the scene where V, you know, hits the pole with the pipe and they're working on the choreo for that for a minute. They're practicing with her with like a wooden stick first.
Yeah.
And they're like chuckling because he like does this weird twirl around the front of her trying to grab the stick and it didn't really work
and,
out.
Like, ends up like moving her hair with his arm when he brings it across and she's like, why don't you just grab it from the back?
Yeah, he's like, well, I wanted to try this thing. And they're just, like, giggling. It's so funny. So and then cute. It's sort of back to her and V chatting, sort of again, that kind of side by side. And she shares that after he falls from hitting the cube, she's also on the ground. And she says, something happened to me to get me there, but we're going to omit that from the music video. So, you know, the viewers can kind of use their imagination. Because if we filmed everything that I wanted to tell through this story, you wouldn't be able to enlist. We'd be recording.
Yeah.
Like, filming, you know, for months. And I thought that was so funny. And then he gives her a hard time because she didn't tell him it was going to be this intense. And she was like, I didn't realize it would be either. And then he mimics, like, hey, just come over and film. It's going to be totally fine and easy. We'll take care of you. Nothing to worry about. And then he mimes, like, running towards her. Yeah, okay, I'm here. And then he's, like, shivering with the cold. And he's like, this is what it actually is. And the day before the shoot, the director even said, don't worry. There's lots of cuts. It'll go quickly. And they're both just laughing because you can tell they're exhausted at this point. And they can't believe they still have another day of shooting. They're just looking at each other just like, oh my gosh.
I know. It's so bad. Yep. You can just tell that V's just like, I'm doing all of this and I'm about to go train in the military. Like, this is supposed to be my week to relax.
Yes. And right as they're kind of like talking about how exhausted they are, Ayu looks over and then she's like, oh, and here's the director. And the camera like tilts a little bit and you just see the director just like, hello. It's like, look into like the camera. And Ayu like stands up and lets us know that he won an award recently at the 44th Dragon Film Awards. And V stands up as well and they're like giving him like a round of applause and the editors show us a clip at the award show of him Best receiving director. The award. It was very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it transitions to them also thanking V for the food truck at this point as well. And we get clips of the food as well.
I know. It looked That's my so favorite. Good.
I think I they had, what are those fish pong. Things? Taiyaki?
Bungo pong.
Oh, yeah. I think the Japanese word is taiyaki.
Yeah, they're called bungopang. My mom says Cute. It to me a lot because she says I'm her bungopang because they're identical. Cute. So, like, when children look just like their parent, they call them that. So she says, like, Uni or baby Uni is Mike's bungopang, and then I'm Aww. Her bungopang, but Uni Jr. is not mine because she doesn't look like me.
She does. She's like a perfect mixture between the two of you.
Right. And so when it turns out that you take me and her father and you blend our features like perfectly, you get my sister. So because she looks just like my sister.
She does look like your sister. That's true. Yeah. Now that you've said it. Their noses are different. But outside of that.
Yes. Yeah, they look
That's a wild. Lot of baby I never pictures. Thought of that.
We do a thing where if I find a baby picture that looks of my sister and like a baby picture of Parker that look really similar, I'll send them to my dad and be like, which one's Jessica and which one's Parker? And then he'll have to guess which one is which. And sometimes he thinks that my sister Cute. Is my daughter.
What is this cruel
She's my sister
game you're
and my
with
daughter.
Me. That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. My sister and I think, look kind of similar. But
Your sister is your mom's bungopang. Their faces are identical.
Yeah, identical. I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
You are the mixture. Like, you have, like, a half and half of your dad and your mom, but your mannerisms are all the way your dad. Like,
yes.
You have, like, your dad's personality is, like, very similar to yours.
Yes. Agreed. I'm a daddy's girl for sure.
I can see it. That when I was over at your house the last weekend, like, me, your sister, and your mom side branched into a conversation, and then you and your dad were side branched into a conversation. And I was like, this is probably how it's like a lot of the time.
It is, yeah. You're seeing us in our natural habitat.
And I'm standing there like, please don't escort me outside when I leave.
We will, don't worry.
I know, you told me, you're like, you're not getting out of this.
I mean,
like,
sorry, not sorry.
I was glad you guys just didn't follow me out to the street.
We're going to give you too many
follow
hugs.
Follow me to the door.
Yeah, yes, and we're going to wave it goodbye to you as you drive away. Like, that's the little way.
I was going to try so hard to sneak out.
Nope.
I don't need fanfare. But absolutely I forgot. Not. I was hanging out with the Bradys and
yes.
They escort you out and wave you off.
Absolutely.
But yes, okay, so back to the video. Oh my gosh.
Anywho.
You could tell we're
going off on a tangent. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I know, because we go on more tangents the further along in an episode we get.
That is so true. We're so close to the end. Okay, here we go. We're lightning round through the final bit of this video. Boom, here boom. We go. They finish shooting for day one. She's back in the makeup trailer. She's in her chair. She's, like, all torn up, right? And she's like, I'm going to show you guys the transition. And she, like, turns in her chair. Bam. She's, like, in day two makeup. So healthy, like, lipstick on, like, looking good. And she lets us know she woke up that morning to check on V and ask if he went back to Seoul yet. Because if he had, she couldn't have even blamed him. Like, she's like, it would have been inhumane to, like, fault him for leaving after yesterday.
I know. You know what, though?
Yeah.
I know that we're not supposed to tangent anymore, but there is one thing I do have to say.
Okay.
Because I was waiting to bring this up. There was a part where she was in her trailer, and she was in those green baggier pants, and she still had the makeup on from when she was, like had the black around her eyes and stuff, and she was, like, looking sickly. Uh-huh. And it made – I was like, why does she look like J-Hope right there? And then I was like, oh, my gosh, because when J-Hope was doing Jack in the Box, he got really bad, like, really thin. And, that's like, his features sunk in. And when I saw her and it reminded me of J-Hope, then I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, at the time when we watched it, I didn't think – you know, we were like, he looks like he's struggling, but he's still adorable J-Hope. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, my gosh, he really did look that bad. Like, he really did – look like not bad, obviously you could never look bad, but he looked
visibly
sick.
the stress was impacting him physically.
Yeah, and so when you just like she reminded me of that when I saw her looking so tired and frail, and like when she went to go get up and she like, oh, you know, like made that sound because her legs are all jelly
old lady sounds. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I know those jelly legs, I would have the same, you know.
And yeah, I don't even need the jelly legs to be making grunting old lady sounds.
Yeah, yeah. And it kind of was like, oh, man, like, I miss not seeing J-Hope in these background videos. But then, like, to have, like, a reminder just because of how worn out she looks and, like, how worn out he was when he was doing his solo stuff, it just made me think of him.
Aww.
Right?
Luckily, the last few photos he's posted, he's looking so good. Like, filled out again. He looks really happy. Ugh.
And doing all the, gosh, they're, like, working their way up in, like, everything that they're doing because they're so physically fit.
Mm-hmm. That's stamina.
Yep.
Yeah. But then she says he's back today, though, which is great. And she's like, how am I ever going to repay him? Mm-hmm. He didn't leave. And after this shoot, she's going to feel uncomfortable being around him.
I know.
Which I thought was so funny. Like, you can interpret that two ways. One, she's put him through so much, she feels so bad about it. Or two, the way I like to think of in my, like, brain fantasy is that they've been so close and, like, cuddly through this music video that she's just not going to know how to behave right anymore. I know it's the first one, but the second one in my brain is what it actually is.
That's what I want it to be, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That they felt something when their faces were that close. And so now it's undeniable and they can't be around each other in a platonic way. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Kiss, 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 kiss. Yes, but then she thinks again, she brings up Dong Hwan, the composer, and how insane he is as a musician. We get clips of her talking to him, you know, in the past, which is great. And then they're filming all of the healthier, happier scenes today. So in the restaurant, running around, interacting with people. There was a moment here that I did think was super cute because she, I guess, like, ran into one of the women in the mask.
Yes.
And so she's, like, apologizing. The woman's apologizing. She's like, oh, I can't see. I'm sorry. And then someone off camera is like, IU, you really pushed her, didn't you? And she starts laughing and she's like, no, I didn't. She's apologizing. And then the woman is like, oh, I'm hurt. Oh, like she starts pretending.
it really hurt.
Would yeah, she pushed me, you guys. Oh, it hurts. And I just thought it was so cute. It was such She's a funny. She's like,
you just said a second ago cute. You were okay.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm hurt. I promise.
It's the idea.
It was so cute.
That was so cute. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. And then, also, they're filming the stage scenes. And I didn't realize... One second. Sorry. He's trying to start a cat fight. I'm like, anyway. And I didn't catch this when I was watching the music video, but they're booing her. The audience.
They're like jeering at her. I thought they were cheering her.
I did too. And so I didn't even catch that. And so here, and she's like, oh yeah, I have not. She's like, luckily I haven't really experienced, you know, people booing me on stage, you know. And then she's like, oh, except my debut stage. And then she's like saying this to someone off camera. And he's like, oh, the debut stage. And she's like, why did you bring up such a hurtful memory for me? I thought it was so funny.
And then
she shares that they will cut some of the scenes, actually. So some of the filming that they had done previously, they already know, having reviewed the footage, that they're going to cut some scenes. So she shares that with us because they already have a lot going on. And so they're trying to, like, you know, pare down. They film the pillow fight. And then it cuts to them filming a scene or, like, wrapping up a scene that didn't make the final cut. But they're outside at night. It's freezing, you can tell. And they're like, okay, we got to go so fast. Take these photos, finish up, wrap up, you know, the comments. And it's literally, they take their jacket off. They stand there. She looks miserable. And then V is, like, reminding her to do closing comments for her own TV channel.
She can't even talk. It's so cold. Yeah, he's like, nudging her, like, do closing comments fast. It's cold. And she's like,
like, yep. That was the closing comments. Fade to black.
She literally ending montage. Tried and like That's couldn't it. Even make a word. It was just a sound through chattered teeth. It was so sad. Poor thing.
I know.
It must have been freezing. Oh, man. There was one cute part where they were doing the pictures and V was behind her and she was like sitting at a table looking all beautiful and serious, and then he like pops up and does like a silly rar behind her and then like walks away.
It was so cute.
That's adorable. I want that picture.
I do too.
But yeah, really, that was the emotional roller coaster that is Love Wins All.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, this music video, and then Closer Than This, in different ways, hits the feels.
Yeah, tug the emotional heartstrings in a couple different ways.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad we finally got to chat about Closer Than This, and then this, Love Is All music video has had me just
in a chokehold, an emotional chokehold.
Exactly. Ugh. For days, and I needed to get it out into the podcast so I don't have to think about it anymore. So thank you for joining me on this journey, Jude, because I know I was we have to record immediately.
I know. Now I'm with you on this journey.
Yeah.
So, we will be coming back with you with more Golden Hay, with the performances and the promotional stuff. You know what, Army? Right now, I know we have nothing to do, so I'm just going to say it. Go stream Hiss by Megan Thee Stallion, because she needs some support right now. And, you know, Army, if there's one group that can do it.
That's true. It's a really good music video, too. So
it is so good. This song is so good. Give her a Grammy.
Let's go.
Give her the Grammy.
Let's go.
So, yes.
And happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Yeah, happy Valentine's.
Yeah, like an emotionally turbulent episode for you today. So it's hopefully real,
if it's a rough Valentine's for you, maybe don't watch this one.
This one's a February 15th episode for you, but that's totally true. Totally fine. Enjoy.
What time is it? It's Valentine's. What time is it? It's Valentine's.
What? Yes, happy Valentine's Day. We hope you guys have a super fun day. Mostly for me, it's just about eating chocolate. I love those boxes. I don't care how gimmicky they are. They're I look forward to them every year. That's really kind of the only thing
I love them
Nate too. And I do. We get each other a box of chocolates and we go to the BK Lounge. That's what we've been doing since we met in 2007.
That's fun. I know that. That's love your it. Jam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like to get my chocolates the day after Valentine's Day because then at the grocery store, they all get put into the carts for 50% off. Yeah. So you can get like four
yes.
boxes that's what it's of at. Chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I do. I always like to go after. I'm like, please don't get me anything on Valentine's Day. We'll just go the day after and we'll stock up on the goodies.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So for the price of one. And they're getting creative
now. They make the hearts with like gummy candies and stuff. And
yes.
That's my jam.
There you go. That is your jam. I'll take the chocolate ones, please and thank you. But yes, you enjoy those gummies.
Yep.
Yep. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I'll eat the gummies. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And as always, bora hey.